Welcome to the third episode of the WDW Resorts Refuge Podcast. I am your host, Dale, and I'm joined by my co-host, Drew.
Hey, Drew. Hello, everybody.
How you doing today, Drew?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, tonight, today, whatever, we're going to get into our episode today. We're going to talk about our recent trip to Disney World. We went 3 nights, 4 days down to Disney World. We spent my birthday down there.
Your birthday, June 10th?
Yeah, so now you all know when my birthday is. It's fine. I expect cards from everybody now on my birthday, so just be ready for that. Yeah, so we're going to, you know, usually we talk about the resorts, and we will get into the resort we stayed in, the Animal Kingdom Lodge, a little bit, but we want to talk about our entire trip, and let you know kind of some stuff we liked, some stuff we didn't like, and maybe a tip here or there. So,
Drew, I have a tip already.
Okay, what?
Never go in the summer.
Never go in the summer.
Never go in the summer ever again, because it is really hot.
It is quite hot. It is even at the beginning of June. Wait till August when it gets crazy hot down there.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But some people don't have choices, you know.
That's true.
They got jobs.
They got school. Kids are in school, and that's the only time they can go. So, yeah.
So if you gotta go in the summer, be prepared. It's crazy hot. Of course, it's Florida. You may already know that.
Yeah, that's true. And humid. Very humid.
That's right. Well, Drew, let's get into our what we did.
Okay. So first of all, we did some crazy driving, or you did.
Well, not that crazy. It was down the highway, so we're okay.
It was not that crazy, but it was a crazy time of night because we went from 9 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning, almost nonstop, like one stop maybe.
Yeah.
And I only got 3 hours of sleep, and you only got 2 hours of sleep.
That's right.
And you took a nap first. And a lot of other people in our family didn't get much sleep either. But we still went to the Magic Kingdom and rope dropped it.
That's right. So we didn't even go to the resort. We didn't go anywhere. We went straight from 9 p.m. to Florida, right into the park.
And then there was extra magic hours, so we got to do that. And we went to Tomorrowland, rode some rides, Tomorrowland Speedway, TTA. And stuff like that.
Yeah, Buzz. We rode Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin.
Buzz. And then we went over to Fantasyland, rode some rides in Storybook Circus. And then we went to have a snack over at Gaston's Tavern. It was a cinnamon roll, which was crazy good.
If for some reason you've never had the cinnamon roll at Gaston's, it's the cinnamon roll that used to be in the Main Street Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
It turned into Starbucks. They don't have it down there anymore. They moved it into Gaston's. And it's very big, almost as big as your head. It's delicious.
Yes, very delicious.
I would recommend that.
Then after that, we heard that our resort was ready, so we went to our resort.
Let's talk a little bit before we go to a resort. Would you do the 9 p.m. drive all night and go straight into a park again?
No.
Really?
Okay, maybe if I could go to sleep in the van, yes, but I can't go to sleep very well in the van.
Well, I was pretty excited myself, so I think it worked out just fine.
Yeah, it did. Well, we usually go at 2 in the morning, so we get there about 11. So it was a lot more exciting for us than going at 2 to 11.
That's right. I forgot, we also ate lunch at the Columbia Harbor House.
Oh, yes. And we went upstairs. We had a nice little quiet corner. It was really good. Our food was good. And we got to use the not-so-secret bathrooms.
You know, I've heard the upstairs there that not many people know about that. That's what I hear. But,
yeah.
You know, we went up there and it was pretty crowded.
It was pretty crowded. There were a lot of people, but we still got a nice quiet corner.
We did, but a lot of people do know about that now. So
yes, they do.
It's a very nice place to sit. But in crowded times, it's going to be busy.
It is.
Just beware.
Yes. And then we went to our lodge or hotel or resort, whatever you want to call it. Our room was pretty far away from the main lobby.
Where did we stay?
We stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Right.
It was pretty far, so we...
Jumbo House.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty far, but the cool thing was is that we saw the Kidani Village Savannah and its main in it, the outside of its main lobby, and it was pretty cool. It felt like you were in an actual savannah.
Right, so you couldn't see anything but the savannah.
A couple power lines.
Well, they were off in the distance, yeah, but if you just kind of block those from your view, you could see nothing but the savannah, the animals, the lodge. It was the most I felt like I was in Africa. We stayed in the Animal Kingdom Lodge 4 or 5 times, and this is the closest to Africa that I have felt.
Yes, it is very cool. And we also took a nap in the afternoon. We were very, very, very tired. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, we went to the Magic Kingdom area resorts, and we took the monorail around the resorts, which are the Polynesian Resort, the Grand Floridian, and the Contemporary. And we went there, looked around a bit. We also looked in their gift shops, and at the Contemporary, we went over to Bay Lake and went to the Top of the World Lounge, had a snack and some drinks.
Bay Lake Tower, which is DVC Resort.
DVC Resort, yes.
And Top of the World Lounge, you're only DVC members and their guests can get in there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain amount of guests that can go, or is it unlimited?
There is a certain amount of guests, but I'm not sure what that number is.
We'll figure it out sometime. And then after that, we went to bed. It wasn't too late.
Something we like to do just as a family, we like to get a dessert
almost every night now
at the counter service, just about every night right before we go to bed. So whenever we get back to the resort, we go down to the counter service, and we get some dessert. Usually one each, and then we bring it back to the room and eat that and then go to bed.
Pretty much. And then the next day, we went to Blizzard Beach, which we have never done before. It was awesome, and we also rope-jumped that water park. And the cool thing was is that it was self-parking. We didn't have to go where the people told you, so we could go wherever we wanted, however far we wanted, or however close we wanted. So we didn't have to take the tram all the way down the parking lot, and then we could go to the park or the transportation and take the center. We could just walk.
Yeah, we got the park pretty close too, so that was nice.
Yes, and it was pretty small.
It's a small parking lot.
Uh-huh. First thing we did, or you did Summit Plummet.
I did, and I wish I had the data on it, but it's one of those slides that goes almost straight down.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have a speedometer.
Yes.
Down at the bottom to measure your speed as you're going.
And you went 46 miles per hour.
So, yep, that's how fast I got.
That was, some people go a lot, 48 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so, after that, we did a couple of more slides. We went on the one on the purple slope. What is it called?
It's the racing
slalom one. The slalom one where, yeah, you pretty much race on the mats.
Yeah, so you get a mat. You're laying on a mat, and it's not a tube.
No.
Mm-hmm. And it's a slalom, like a ski slope slalom.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we did, or you and I and my brother Cooper did Teamboat Springs. Mm-hmm. Which was really, really cool. And it was the tube was really, really big.
So you could fit
five people.
Six people,
something like that, yeah.
Right, because we had five people, and it's up to a six-person tube.
Yeah, so that is a big tube, and it was really fun. We spun a lot. It was really fun. And at the bottom, we found a hidden Mickey, which was one of the big tubes, and two smaller tubes at the top, which made a Mickey head.
That's right. And we had a photo pass in front of that. Mm-hmm. And something I learned about the Teamboat Springs tube is anybody, no matter what age, can ride it as long as they can hold the handle. If they can sit in there and hold the handle on the raft, then they can ride it. No matter how old, how small, just need to be able to hold the handle.
Awesome. And so after that, we did the Lazy River, which was very fun.
So they actually have a cave you can go through. On the Lazy River. I've never seen a cave on the Lazy River, so that's pretty cool.
Never.
And they have a waterfall. They have a waterfall going into the cave, so you do get wet because it's the whole width of the river.
Which is an okay temperature, but inside there's smaller waterfalls. They're freezing.
That water's cold.
Freezing.
That's right.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
And even though it's a lazy river, they still have a lot of cabin, pretty much. And this alligator is basically sick, and he's sneezing, and water comes out the chimney.
I remember that.
Which is really funny. And we did the whole length of that. Then we ate lunch, mm-hmm. which was good.
Yeah, we brought in lunch, so you can bring lunch in.
Yeah.
Bring food, drink.
And then the little kids and Mama went to play in the little kid area, while Daddy and I went to go play in the teenage area, pretty much. All we did was that slide that was went straight down, and he did it.
It was a short slide.
Really funny.
It was a short slide. It's enclosed in a tunnel. Mm-hmm. And Drew says that asked me to go on, and I said, well, I don't really feel like going under the water right now. He says, well, you saw me do it. I didn't go under the water. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I don't feel like going under the water, but I'll do it. So Drew went first. Of course, he went under the water. Then I went right after him, and hey, yeah, I went under the water too, which was completely expected, though.
So I basically tricked him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after
which
that,
is fine.
Yeah. After that, we played in the wave pool a little bit. That's a perfect wave pool for little kids, because you can go, there's zero entry, and there's little waves at the end, and the waves are not gigantically huge, as like in Typhoon Lagoon.
Right, which we haven't been there yet, but
no.
Typhoon Lagoon has the biggest wave pool in the country.
Country, yes.
But the one at Blizzard Beach is a lot smaller, waves are smaller. It's not as deep.
They were still pretty big.
They're pretty big. I couldn't stand down there where it was deepest.
There's tubes also to float on the water if you don't feel like treading water in the deep end. Mm-hmm. So after that, we went back to our resort, and what did we do? We did something.
You, me, and Cooper, we went and we walked around the resort. We looked at some of the art. Well, some of it's art, some of it's native things mm-hmm. to the countries of Africa.
Yeah, and just so you know, most of the things from Africa don't have descriptions at all. It just tells you the names of them and where they came from. No description. So if you want to learn about it, you should probably ask a cast member.
That's a great idea. Ask a cast member, and they also do offer a tour at no charge. So free tours to learn about the artwork. You can take one in the Jumbo House. They also have one in the Kidani Village.
Cool.
You can look at the artwork.
Yes. We also went outside to the savannah, and we saw a couple of animals there, and we learned a little bit about zebras.
Yeah, there was a cast member out there, and there usually is a cast member out on the savannah, ready to just ready to tell you about
any questions the that you have about animals. And so she taught us a little bit about African animals, zebras, and then we went back to the room, and then we went to church, and that was a fun experience. Then we went to Freddy's.
We do Freddy's. It's not even it's off property, and they have them.
It's really close, all over the southeast. It's close to the church too.
And the outlet mall.
And the outlet mall, which has the Disney outlet store, which we went into after Freddy's. And we bought a couple stuff, which was really cheap.
Yes, you're ever near those Premier Outlets, right off I-4 there. It's the Character Warehouse. It's right next to the food court, right in the outlet mall. And they have
really cheap stuff.
Official Disney merchandise. It's from the parks.
Yeah, some of the pins are $4 to $6, but in the parks they're like $9 to $15.
Yeah, everything's marked down a lot,
so it's really cheap if you really want to look there. Some of this stuff, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff for me. I couldn't find anything good, neither for you either.
No, but it changes over a lot.
It does,
because what they do is they bring items that have not been bought in the parks
to the outlet store.
Stuff that they can put on clearance, basically.
Yes. And so, the next day was your birthday.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And so, his plan was to go to Epcot all day in the heat, which wasn't bad. We had a lot of breaks. But someone was begging to ride some attractions later on, which was Cooper.
Well, yeah, he's five. He got tired of walking around the shops.
Yeah, that's true. So first of all, we rope dropped Test Track. We did that once. Yes, we did that once, and Cooper made the car, which was really, well, not really powerful. It was a solar car. It had a lot good responsiveness, and it had good economy, what is it called?
Economy, yeah.
Economy, yeah. So, yeah, that was a really good car, and Daddy and I got random cars, which was fine.
And we got the same random car, oddly enough.
Same random car. So did another person in our vehicle. So it was three same random cars, which is kind of weird. And then we went to, where did we go to?
Frozen.
We went to Frozen. And we had a fast pass for that, so that was very good. Or else we would be standing there for like an hour, which would not be fun. And then we went back to Future World and we did Seasons Nemo. And we walked around, we saw scuba divers cleaning the reef in the big tank. And we also saw some other divers trying to catch sick animals so they could help them, I think.
Yeah, that was actually at the end of the Nemo ride.
It's at the end of the Nemo ride. So if you don't know what we're talking about, just ride the Nemo ride, and then at the end you'll get to go into a sea base, and you get to see a bunch of fish and animals. Marine animals.
But you don't have to go on the ride to go see the animals.
You go through the gift shop. If you want to, you go through the gift shop, and you can go to the sea base directly if you don't want to ride the attraction. After that,
we went to Spaceship Earth.
Right, Spaceship Earth. We rode that. I had a cool future, which was very cool. It was very economic, and I went on to the Great Wall of China and under the water. Where'd you go in your future?
Oh. We went to the city.
The city?
Yes.
The city.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, yeah, we didn't go anywhere.
Just the city. Just
boring.
Funny. And then after that, we went to We went to Sunshine Seasons. I always have a hard time saying that.
It's a lot of S sounds.
Yes, and we went. We had good food. I had some steak-like thing, and it had barbecue all over it. It was really, really good.
Pork, I think, right?
Pork loin. Yeah, pork loin. Mm. Pork loin. And I had two sides with it, so you can get two sides with that, which was really good. You had a... what did you have?
The rotisserie turkey sandwich.
And that was literally gigantic.
The sandwiches are huge.
Which you ate up really fast.
Man, I was hungry.
So was I. And we sat in pretty much a secret sitting area, which if you go out, you go straight left, and there's a sitting area by the Living with the Land attraction.
I would go right.
Right. My bad. Right. Go right, not left.
Okay. Yeah, all the way to the wall on the right. Right next to the queue for Living with the Land.
Yeah. And if you want to go on a fast pass during lunchtime, I suggest not to, because the line was like all the way back against Sunshine Seasons.
Living with the Land line at lunch is always long.
Always, because everyone loves Sunshine Seasons, mm-hmm. So it's like, why not go to Living with the Land while we're here?
Yep.
And so, that's pretty much with Soarin' too, which we did not go on that day.
Nope, we did not.
Okay. And then we went to the World Showcase, yes?
No.
No. Right, we went to the character meet and greet.
Right.
We went to the character meet and greet. We met Mickey and friends. We met Mickey, Goofy, and Minnie.
Yes, we did.
And so Minnie sung Daddy Happy Birthday.
Sort of.
She conducted Happy Birthday.
She conducted it with her arms, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and she pointed to my pin. I was mm-hmm. wearing the birthday pin, so mm-hmm. that was her way of saying Happy Birthday.
And Goofy hit Mama on the head.
Yes, Goofy's nose hit. Hit her head. Mm-hmm. You could hear it. Clunk.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
And then after that, we went to World Showcase.
No.
Gosh. Where did we go?
DVC Lounge.
We went to the DVC Lounge. Imagination Pavilion.
In the Imagination Pavilion.
In the Imagination Pavilion. We had a nice, relaxing time in there, and we got drinks and a couple snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
all included with DVC.
Mm-hmm. It's the perks of DVC.
Yeah.
But you have to buy directly from Disney. You can't buy resale.
Right. To get in.
To get in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to World Showcase.
Well, yes, we did.
Finally. Mm-hmm. So, at World Showcase, we,
Well, my idea I wanted to do...
Mm-hmm.
Was candy around the world.
Candy around the world. So we got candy from around the world except from Morocco, which they didn't have any candy.
They have one thing of candy, packaged candy, and it was more than I wanted to spend, so we got something else.
Yes, yeah, so, but we'll get to that. So we started at Canada. So we basically got mints, but that were maple flavored.
Right.
And so Cooper and I got to switch throughout World Showcase, so each of us got to pick five. We didn't do America, the American Pavilion, because we didn't want to go, because we live in America. Right. And so he also wanted to do Impressions de France,
mm-hmm.
and O Canada,
yep.
and Reflections of China, which we didn't end up doing.
Mm-mm.
And we did, and he wanted to do American Adventure.
Right.
So we did that, but yeah, so we got pretty much mints, but it tasted like maple syrup in Canada. And then we went to the UK, which was Cooper's turn, and he got the worst thing in the UK ever, which was licorice.
Well, some people like licorice.
Okay. I don't. He got licorice, all sorts. So it was basically different things of licorice.
Mm-hmm.
And so all we did there, we were going to come back to that for dinner. Mm-hmm. So we went there, and then we went to France, watched Impressions de France, and it was my turn to pick the candy. So we got mini Madeleines, which is a French sponge cake, which was surprisingly really good.
Those are good.
It was really good.
It reminded me of, like, muffins almost.
Yeah, muffins. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we went to Morocco, which is the only country in the World Showcase that is still funded by the country Morocco.
Right.
And so what we got there was baklava.
Right, so we got that at the Tangerine Cafe because they didn't have packaged snacks.
Yeah.
So that was the closest we could find snack.
That was really good, too. That was really good. And then we went to Japan, and it was my turn to pick because I called it, because Japan has the most assortment of candies in the World Showcase. Mm-hmm. And the second is China, which I also got to pick. Mm-hmm. So, whoopee, yay me! And so we got green tea rice cakes, which were really, really, really chewy, which is kind of funny to me.
Not very ricey.
No, not at all.
they were gummy.
Yeah, gummy, and they had a paste in the middle of the rice cakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they were really soft on the outside.
Oh, yeah, really soft.
I kind of thought it felt like it was...
dough.
Well, I was going to say mold.
Okay, mold.
You know how mold grows on stuff and the mold gets really soft?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like to me.
Yeah. Like, mold slash mold on dough.
Yeah.
Mold on dough, okay. And then next, we got, was Cooper's turn, we went to Italy. So, we did the American Adventure in America, then we went to Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we went to Italy, which we got, these coconut balls, basically. They were, I'd say, the best out of all of the countries.
Yeah, they're coconut, kind of like in a heart in a dough, mm-hmm. With some cream or something on the inside.
Uh-huh, and the coconut shavings were on the outside.
Mm, delicious.
And so we went back to the UK and ate at Rosenkraut.
Mm-hmm.
I had the burger there. It was really, really good, and you had the...
I had bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah.
That was really good to you, too.
I enjoyed it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it started raining over there, too.
Mm-hmm. We were undercover.
Yeah, we were undercover. We were outside, though, but it was okay.
The food... We all really enjoyed the food there. It was delicious.
It was good. Mm-hmm. And then, after that, we went to... we went back around towards Future World to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we got there was it was my turn again. And so we basically got these peanut cakes,
yeah,
which were weird.
So they're
authentic
called...
peanut candy, mazapan.
Mazapan.
Mazapan, which is kind of weird to me.
Or mazapan.
Mazapan.
Anyway, they're prepackaged. They're little rounds of, mm-hmm, almost like peanut powder.
Yeah.
And they break. It breaks off really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a powder.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
We also did the Grand Fiesta Tour there, which was really good.
It's always fun.
And then I went to Norway, which Cooper got to pick again. He got Stratos. Which was a chocolate candy bar, pretty much.
Right. And
it had, like air pockets in it.
Right, like almost like it was a whipped chocolate and then hardened.
Yeah. And then one of the cast members there, she was showing a couple people around. She's like, it's Cooper picked the thing out. And she's like, Stratos is one of my favorite candy bar in all of the store. It's like... And you're like, oh, good. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that. You get something good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the next one, I think, was not. But go ahead.
Yes, next one went to China. I picked it. We still have this. It was pretty much awful. But I still don't like it.
It was really bad.
It was.
What'd you get?
It was seaweed crackers, pretty much.
Seaweed flavored fried dough.
It was awful. I started like it, then once I started eating it, it was pretty much awful.
Turns out I don't like seaweed flavor.
Apparently. Oh, no. And then after that, we went to Germany, which Cooper picked. We saw Illuminations. I went to sit down, and Cooper picked Riesen, which is a chewy chocolate caramel covered in rich European milk chocolate. It was really, really good.
It is good. It's chewy. Caramel's chewy. Mm-hmm. Covered in chocolate.
Yes.
The interesting thing about Germany here was about a lot of the candy in there was stuff that you can get in the U.S. So, Riesens and Werther's and Haribo, the gummy bears.
I did not know that because I was sitting out there waiting for Illuminations. So,
that's saving our spot. Thanks.
I was saving your spot. You're welcome. So that was very interesting. There weren't a lot of people behind us, though. It was surprisingly felt like there weren't a lot of people there.
I agree. But the park was busy that day.
It was. We also did Illuminations, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Cooper and Ian also did the Kidcot, which is a Duffy on a stick, pretty much. And you can go all around the World Showcase. And, You can get stamps.
Right. You can stamp the stick with a stamp that's specific to that country. Mm-hmm. And it's got a little picture of Duffy on it.
And they'll draw a little thing from their that represents their country on the back of Duffy.
That's right. And some of the countries wrote their names on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Duffy, you can color Duffy. So they've got markers in all the countries, so you can color them.
Anywhere you start, you can color, or you could color like Cooper kind of did. You can draw a little bit in one country, and then you can draw a little bit in another country, and then so forth. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did, and we stopped around, where did we stop? Mexico?
We ended in Germany.
Right, but Cooper stopped coloring his Duffy.
Oh, yeah. He had already colored it all.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. And I recommend not bringing two strollers. Well, if you have a baby and a 5-year-old that doesn't want to walk, bring two strollers. But if you can help it, you probably shouldn't, because it's a lot of hassle to bring two strollers. You gotta park both of them, then you gotta find both of them, then you gotta push both of them. It's just a lot of hassle.
So a double stroller would be better.
Yeah. A double stroller would be a lot better than two strollers, which we had.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after that, we went to bed like at 11, past 11. It was really late.
Oh, we had to pack up.
The
next day.
We had to pack up because we were leaving the next day. Mm-hmm. But we did, in the morning, we had to wake up at like 7, which I really did not want to do because I was really tired.
Nobody wanted to wake up.
No, nobody. And then because the Magic Kingdom was opened at 8, then we had a fast pass for 8:10 to 9:10 for Haunted Mansion. And so we pretty much had to get up for that unless we wanted to miss it. So we all got up a little grumpy, and we packed everything up, packed it in the van, we went over to the Magic Kingdom. We did that, and then we pretty much, so our fast passes were 8:10 to 9:10 for Haunted Mansion.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Park hours. This was an 8 o'clock opening, not extra magic hours. Mm-mm. Anybody could get in at 8. Beware that sometimes the parks do open at 8, and it's just kind of a random. I mean, you just gotta check the hours.
Mm-hmm.
We did, one time we went, I think it was in Epcot, and what was it, extra magic hours? And we didn't know they were having extra magic hours.
Yeah.
So it's just good to be aware. If you want to do rope drop, check when the park opens, because we've been in that spot where we didn't
check the hours, and then it was open an hour before.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's all.
Okay, so we had, as I was saying, a fast pass for 8:10 to 9:10 for Haunted Mansion, and then 9:10 to 10:10 for Seven Dwarfs, which was really, really lucky for us. And then we were extra lucky to get 10:10 to 11:10 for Pirates of the Caribbean, which was extremely lucky.
Well, I've never had the fast passes line up perfectly like that.
Yeah, that was really lucky. Yeah. So we basically did Haunted Mansion. We did that towards the end of our time. And then we went straight towards Seven Dwarfs. We got what did we get?
We got a rider switch.
A rider switch, because we had Ian, the baby. Mm-hmm. So we did that twice, Cooper and I did. And then we went over to Pirates and we rode that, which was really cool. And then we went back to Main Street. Ian had an appointment for his haircut. And so he looked really old, really cute and handsome at the same time. After he got his haircut, it was really fun to watch him get his haircut.
Yep, first haircut at the Harmony Barbershop. Mm-hmm. You'll get a ears, Mickey ears, mm-hmm. and on the back it says "My First Haircut." Mm-hmm. It's stitched in there, and they just do an awesome job.
Mm-hmm. And you get a little tuft of hair too.
Yeah, they do save the hair. So mm-hmm. they do save the hair for first haircut. Take it home with you. Put it in the baby book, mm-hmm. wherever you want.
To keep yep.
For your baby. But mm-hmm. Yeah, highly, highly recommend. This is our second time getting a first haircut there. Highly, highly recommend it if you're mm-hmm. able to do it.
Yes, Cooper also really got cool his first haircut. And his hair, he looked like a girl.
His hair was so long.
He looked like a girl when he got his first haircut. And it was really strange seeing him with short hair. Really funny, really strange. And so after Ian got his first haircut, we went to the Emporium, shopped around a bit. We tried to find Cooper a watch. It didn't happen. They were $30-some for a watch.
Kids' watches on Walt Disney World property are pretty hard to come by.
Mm-hmm. We also got, we started a tradition, which was getting a sweet treat from the Goofy's,
The confectionery.
We got a sweet treat from there. Everyone got one, except for Ian.
No, Ian got shortbread cookies.
Oh, right, he even got shortbread.
Yep.
And then
he loves them too, by the way.
Yes.
So he got a bigger box this time.
Yes. So we went to the bathroom. Went up on top of
Main Street. All important bathroom. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then we went on top of the Main Street Railroad station, which I really wanted to go up there. We took a couple pictures, and then unfortunately we headed out, which was really sad.
That's right.
And then we went to back to our house, and we got there after 10. Everyone was pretty tired, and that's pretty much how our trip went. Mm-hmm. Do we want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you had any other things you want to add, likes, dislikes, anything that stuck out?
Not really.
No. Okay, so we...
No.
All right, well... Yeah, this was great. Great recap. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you got some tips in there mm-hmm. For you to use. And mm-hmm. Drew, do you wanna take us out?
Yes, we have a email at wdwaltdisneyresorts@gmail.com, and I also started a blog. It's called the WDW Resorts Refuge blog. And I will soon have a couple posts up there soon. Anything else?
Nope, just we'll get that webpage to you mm-hmm. For the blog mm-hmm. and send us a message.
And thanks for listening. See ya later. Adios, amigos.
Bye.
Bye.